Adventist World Radio, from broadcast to baptism, powered by SID Media.
Good afternoon to you, Elder Lloyd.
Good afternoon. How are you?
Very well, thank you, man. How are you doing?
I'm doing very well. I hope you are doing well and the listeners at home.
Lovely, doing well. Thank you. I do hope that our listeners are okay as well. We're talking about a VOP lesson today. And of course, tomorrow we're going to be continuing with that. And the question there is, did God create the devil? And I want to look into the history to understand where the devil comes from and what made him so wicked, hateful, and how did he end up here in our world? My elder, please do summarize today's lesson for us. Where did he come from?
Thank you so much. This is one of those questions that often spark a widespread of debates, especially about God. So I think the shortest answer that probably most people have is maybe the question is, if God is so good, why is the world so messed up? Did he create this evil that torments humanity today?
Mm.
I think what we can say is God did not create evil. Maybe let's try and walk through.
Are you saying that you're saying that God doesn't create evil?
I'm saying he did not create the devil. He did not create the devil. Maybe to even walk through, we look at the book of Luke, chapter 10, I think it's verses 18, where it says, I saw Satan fall like lightning from heaven. I think maybe to even settle it, Jesus isn't guessing. He saw it happen. So this is not a hearsay. This was no myth.
Mm-hmm.
It was a heavenly catastrophe. So if you look at Revelation chapter 12, mm-hmm. verses 7 to 9, mm-hmm. we get a bigger picture. And it says, and war broke out in heaven. Michael and his angels fought with the dragon, but they did not prevail. The great dragon was cast out, and that old serpent called the devil and Satan, who deceives the world.
Mm.
So basically, the first war was not here on earth. It was in heaven.
Before you go,
first battlefield did not happen here in mad. It happened here in light.
Yeah. Now, before you go ahead, thank you so much for that background or context. I'm just a little worried. I think let's go back to what God created and what he did not, so that we can understand if he created the devil as we know it or not, because that's our actual question. Isaiah 45 verse 7 says, it's God actually who says that, I form light and I create darkness. I make peace and I create evil. I, the Lord, do all these things.
Okay. Maybe before we understand that, we need to understand the idea of choice.
Mm.
If we understand the idea of choice, then we'll understand where God allows darkness, or should I say, the way in which we know evil to be. So if you look at it,
you're saying he allows it. He says he creates it.
I hear you. Let me give you an example of one where the Bible says, and God hardened the heart of Pharaoh.
Mm.
That is one of the most interesting texts which you will find in the Bible.
Mm.
Because it's like God was taking an active part in hardening.
Mm. Mm.
The heart of Pharaoh, but the word there that is used is the word that means that as the light reveals, it's basically like the sun and the mud.
Mm.
So the more there is the sun, the harder the mud gets. So meaning the response of the mud is hardening of the light of light. So the more God shows himself to Pharaoh, the more Pharaoh hardens. So this is basically what happens when it comes to evil. The more God shows who he is, the fact that you would have rejected, the more evil we become.
Mm.
Because we have chosen in our heart to actually choose that which is chaos. We have chosen in our hearts to choose that which is bad, and we will not. The more we see God's love, the more we become evil. That's how I can put it.
All right. Let's not bog you down with this particular question. Let's actually go on with the study. We'll probably, if we have more time, we'll come back to it. Please go ahead.
We'll come back to it. Yes.
Yeah, please go ahead.
So let's look at if you look at Lucifer as being created by God as the devil, we will realize that in actual fact God did not create the devil.
Mm.
So Lucifer chose to become Satan. So the heavy part here is that God created Lucifer, not Satan. Mm. And the word Lucifer means a light bearer. He was stunning, he was wise, he was holy. Mm. In fact, in the book of Ezekiel, chapter 28, verses 14 to 15, it says, "You were an anointed cherub who covers the throne of God. You were perfect in your ways from the day you were created," says God. You know, but there is a key here. It says, "But until there was iniquity found in you." So Lucifer was created with perfection, but not only with perfection, but also with freedom. And you'll realize that love cannot exist where freedom is removed. Mm. So God did not want a robotic kind of worship. He wanted genuine love. So he gave angels the same freedom that he gives to us, the power of choice. So Lucifer chose pride. He chose self-exaltation, and he chose to rebel. It was his choice. So in Isaiah 14, that basically tells us the inner thoughts of Lucifer. You will realize that he says, I will exalt, I will be like the Most High. So if you count the number that he says I, you will realize that it's five times.
Mm. Mm.
So not once does he say, "God, your will be done." So it's more, in most cases, he chooses himself. So the devil did not fall because God pushed him in a way. He fell because pride actually pulled him down.
Mm. Now, so basically, because that's, I think that was linked to my next question, which was, how does the Bible describe the devil's fall from heaven? It was because of that pride. But then what inspired that pride? What inspired that wickedness from on the devil?
It is basically because he did not want the position that he was given. He was not satisfied with the position that he was given. Mm-hmm. Because the more he looked at himself, he then decided that I deserve more. I deserve to be exalted. So hence, he says, "I will ascend, I will exalt, and I will be like the Most High." So basically, he thought the way that he was created, more excellent than anyone else. So he deserved to be God himself. Yeah.
So, which means that when he was created by God, he had that element, because if that element did not exist, he would not have had that coming out of his heart.
Yes. So meaning that, can you please repeat the question before I agree?
I'm saying that, does that mean that he was created with that heart, a heart to be prideful?
He was created with a free will. That's what we can say. He was given free will. Yes.
Now, how did the devil take over dominion of this world then?
Yeah, that's the painful part of the story, because the devil was cast to earth. That's what the Bible says.
Mm.
And he brought war, the war that he came with from heaven. He brought it here with him. He deceived Adam and Eve, claiming to offer them wisdom, but offering them death instead. In the book of Genesis chapter 3, you realize that this is not just a story about truth, but it is actually the story of trust. So the serpent whispered, "Did God really say?" This is where you find the deception beginning. And for the first time, humans' hearts doubted God. So they doubted God's life, God's love. So this is where they start to doubt. So Satan's greatest weapon isn't power, but it's persuasion. So he persuades humanity. So his lies also echo today, God is unfair. They also echo today that God is hiding something from us. You can live without God. This is what basically the devil is saying. From that moment, the dominion God gave to Adam was hijacked by the fallen angel. This is why the Bible says, sold ye yourself for naught, and you will be redeemed for naught. Not only that, it goes further and says, you are a slave to whom you choose to obey.
So would we then say that God created the devil?
God created Lucifer, the light bearer. Yes.
All right. If he created the light bearer, which means that he has no business with evil.
He has no business with evil. This is what I was saying. You know, when you look at it, Satan was created as the angel of light, right? And given the free will to worship God. But he chose to use that free will to exalt himself. That is what he chose. Now I think this is one thing that you will find in most competitions. As we compete growing up, you realize that there is that one person who decides to compete and outdo others at every cost. And we call it the competitive spirit, but in actual fact, that is actually something which is devilish, because this is exactly what the devil did. He was going to win. He was going to be God at all costs. So he didn't care how his character was being tainted along the way. Yeah.
So when God creates in the beginning, he makes the Garden of Eden, and he places man there, and he gives instructions that eat of everything, but not this one. And there was a tree of knowledge of good and evil. So that concept, again, comes up of evil introduced by God to humanity.
So we can choose to view this the other way, or we can choose to view this as God teaching us how to trust him. Because this is where they fail. It is because Adam and Eve chose to listen to deception instead of listening to the actual word of God. So they chose not to trust God, but to trust what the devil had given them.
All right, I must leave it there. Pastor, I must thank you so much for coming through. You are going to be joining us again tomorrow at the same time and same place.
Thank you. Thank you so much. We will meet again tomorrow.
Lovely. Have a fantastic afternoon.
Thank you.
You are tuned into Adventist World Radio, powered by SID Media.